You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This definitely caught my attention because the subject line is live in slave.
That'll catch your attention, sure.
That's alarming. That's an alarming headline.
So here's the deal. Hey, everyone, penis balls, most importantly, prepare to beg. I want to remain anonymous. Been listening for a few years. I've called in once before. Anyway, my husband and I are non-monogamous. We identify with that label more than polyamorous or swingers. Right. We haven't been with anyone else since 2016 due to having our last baby and all the chaos that that brings. Well, my husband is my dom. And Lisa's going to love this. I refer to him as daddy.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. We have a DDLG aspect.
Google it.
DDLG.
There's tons of it.
DDLG, Daddy Dom Little Girl.
Okay.
Oh, my God. There's a ton of those videos out there, too.
Oh, well, come on.
Daddy Dom Little Girl. But like no age play is involved. So it's not creepy, kind of. You know, they don't do, like, age play, right?
Right.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
And she said it's 24/7. Like, they don't turn it off. It's
always daddy. Yeah.
Anyway, we have recently decided to bring in other partners again and started looking on various sites and apps. We were messaged by a guy who lives 4 hours away in a different state. Now, my husband identifies as pansexual.
So he'll do anything.
Is that'd be?
I think that's what that'd be.
Yeah.
I think that'd be. It that'd be? Why can't I talk sometimes? Not limited in sexual choice with regards to biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, there's so many things I have to look up in one email. Anyway, this guy messaged us, wants to be our slave. Mm-hmm. We've never considered that dynamic, but he was very eager and very cute. After talking for a couple of days, we decided we really like him and we want to pursue this relationship. We're hoping it turns out to be long-term. He said he's willing to travel to us once a month to visit. And if it works, he'll relocate and live with us. Last night, he jerked it on video while I gave my hubby an amazing BJ.
Yes.
He is planning a visit. He has an STD test scheduled, which is a requirement of ours. But I'm going to get my first DP in Eiffel Tower.
Mm. Whoop, whoop. Exciting.
It's exciting stuff.
Anyway,
truly is a great time.
Thought you guys.
It is. You know what I did last night? Watched WWE Raw. I didn't jerk off while I watched somebody get a BJ on cam. No. I didn't watch wrestling.
Well, let me know if you want to do that.
P.S.
There's a P.S., guys.
P.S. Chuck and James.
Yeah.
Save my email when you're ready.
Oh.
Hit me up.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
There you go. You guys got.
We're like the. You know, authors of pain.
You guys are the pansexual Avengers.
Yes.
The Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
You're gender fluid. We don't care.
Yeah.
How do you explain to your kids?
You don't.
They have kids?
You're a slave.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they do. They have kids.
Well, yeah, they said they haven't been with anyone since 2016 due to having our last baby. Okay. So they have more than one.
So you just.
Is Uncle Mike in the basement?
Yeah, some
Uncle
guy.
Mike in the basement.
In the crate.
Yeah, it's Uncle Mike. Go get Uncle Mike out of his box, Johnny. Time to feed Uncle Mike.
How do you explain your basement slave to the kids?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
You're going to totally mess up your kids.
Oh, yeah. They don't have a chance, huh?
Left up, but, you know, whatever, I guess.
They really have a chance.
Oh, no, you seem pretty fine with it.
Yeah. Well, they're
what
doing
can
their
we say
thing.
To change
you know?
Your mind. Yeah, you're doing your thing, messing up more people. That's great.
They're doing their
thing.
That's
great.
Yeah, that's pretty traumatic. Out,
my parents have got some kind of sex slave in this basement, so I can't go down there and play some Xbox.
Like we said, don't go in the basement. Now I know why, because they got a sex slave down there.
What's the deal?
He's got a zipper mask.
Exactly. I don't know what's going on there.
That's wild stuff.
He was screaming help. Said his name was James.
Oh, God.
Something like help me or something.
I don't know how you explain that. I don't know how you explain it to anyone.
Just get a fund going for your kids' therapy and put it in it right when they turn 18.
Like education
college fund. Yeah, like forget college.
Yeah, forget college.
College isn't going to happen. No.
They have no chance. Just get them therapy.
Because
that's the first thing. My my parents had a sex slave in the basement.
Yeah.
What you guys doing? Looking at potential sex slaves online? That's pretty cool.
Hey, Mom, Dad, I was just surfing online. I found someone that could be your slave.
I'm just trying to help.
Just trying to find someone cool to play with on weekends. Thought I might dip my toe into this slave game.
Like all your dolls would be like sex slaves.
Oh,
they'd be like slaves. All your dolls have get masks on them.
Right. You play with what you know, right?
Like yelling, bad bear. Go clean up your room, bad bear.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is all they'll know. They'll probably have a sex slave in the basement when they grow up.
Well,
too.
That's right.
They'll
what
think
happens.
It's normal.
I think that's what happens.
I have a sex slave in my basement like my father before me and his father before him.
We come from a long line of sex slave having men.
Yes. I'm a DDDM.
Pansexuals, all of us.
I'm a daddy's dom little girl.
No, see, there's people here saying you just explain to your kids some people are capable of being open-minded sexually. Pretty simple, really.
Hmm.
Signed, okay. Slave in the basement. No.
Yeah, I got some questions still.
Oh, gee, you know, my friends aren't as understanding as you guys are about this whole sex slave thing. Made a big mistake by trying to tell them what was going on here. Turns out my life is in ruins.
Yeah, right.
I'm so glad there wasn't a sex slave in my basement.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
When I was growing up.
Me too.
I mean, I had enough problems.
My dad wouldn't
that,
have
right?
explained his sex slave. He would have just been like, "You don't go down there, boy.
You're going to see.
It's not your business.
It's sexual. Something sexual your dad gets at.
There's a leather-bound man down there, yeah.
Don't go down there. Don't interact with him.
Told you that basement is mine.
Someone said you do not involve kids in your lifestyle. Most couples go to hotels or have a separate hosting spot. But
there you go.
Yes. Yeah, that's totally correct. And I believe most people do it that way. I don't know how they plan to do it initially. Maybe that's how they plan to do it. But it does sound like he'll relocate and move in with
and
them.
I would assume they'll just set it up like, oh, we're renting a room out. This guy's just renting a room from mommy and daddy.
I wouldn't want a strange man living in my house.
No, one that's like willing to be a sex slave.
Come on,
No, I'm okay.
It's
I've got enough to deal with the parents.
This isn't your deal.
Someone said, "Wait, what's an Eiffel Tower?"
Oh boy! Welcome to the show.
I know, right?
Hey, sex slave, you mind tossing me up some popsicles?
It is when one man is on one end and one man is on the other end.
Popsicles, or I'm gonna come down there and kick your ass like my dad does.
Yeah, kick it hard.
Sex slave, where we got them drumsticks?
Two grape and two orange, bitch.
You better not eat the white ones either. Keep your grimy little sexual hands off those.
I like the idea the kid becomes abusive to sex
slave. Of course.
I'll come down there and smack you in your zipper-bound mouth.
Someone said kid draws a picture of her family. This is daddy. This is mommy. This is me. This is our dog. This is Uncle Jeff in the zipper mask.
Yeah.
Hey, so later today, do you want to just go downstairs and spray that Uncle Jeff with just the hose?
Yeah. Out? I think that sounds awesome.
Cool, yeah.
The place is crazy.
He'll cry and stuff, but...
Oh, that's cool.
My parents said he loves it.
All right. Yeah, let's do that.
The friends won't even be allowed to come over there.
No.
Like, no, you can't go to that house.
Come on.
I went over to Timmy's house. Guess what?
What?
Yeah, they got a sex slave down in the basement.
No, they don't!
Yes.
How did you know?
They do. Well, because he was wearing zipper stuff and I heard him screaming.
How do you even know what a sex slave is?
I saw both of his parents making the sex with him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, his parents are pretty open.
Hey,
just
you can
so
never
you know.
Go to Timmy's again.
It said his dad's a Peter Pan sexual.
Apparently he has sex with only Peter Pan.
What does that mean?
He's a Peter Pan sexual. It was either that or he was a big fan of Zanfear and the Major Pan flute while he had sex.
Yeah, so when do I get a sex slave? Do I need to worry about that?
No, you do not, son.
Oh, am I actually a sex slave and I just don't know it yet?
No.
When do I gotta buy all the zipper things and all the leather?
Never. No more Timmy's house.
Where do you get that stuff?
And don't talk to his Uncle Gimp.
Well, his uncle can't talk because he's always got something in his mouth.
He's the Peter Pan. Yeah, he can't really talk, but he's awesome at fetching things.
He is. He listens.
He'll listen or we'll strap him again.
I got him hooked up to a car battery now. It's pretty neat.
It's cool.
Oh, God. So back to Eiffel Tower for those, that woman or guy who asked, I don't know. One guy on one end, one guy on the other end, woman in the middle. And they high-five each other over it forms an Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There you go. Someone said there's some, what we need to look up is CPS.
Child Protective Services.
is that something sexual?
It's gotta be something sexual.
Computer penile stuffs.
What is it? Stimulation.
Stimulation.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not anything else besides Child Protective Services.
No, just straight up Child Protective Services.
Okay. Yep, no, that's it.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Yep.
Your basement when you're a kid, I grew up in Michigan and we have a lot of basements here. They are like the fun times. That's like your place that
I'll
you go
tell you
to.
This place is fun.
That's not fun.
It's wild.
You can't even go down there.
It's hard to play Clue down there when he stares at you.
Exactly. So he's trying to give away the answers.
He's always trying.
I'm like, shut up, Chick-fil-A! Shut your goddamn mouth! We're trying to play Guess Who! Connect Four, and this guy's trying to gab, 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 and cry all night.
I'm going to turn up that car battery again. Yeah, sex life, get it.
All right, so to the emailer who reached out to email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com that are considering a live-in sex slave, all we can say is, think of the kids.
Are they asking what we think? Or are they just telling us?
I think they're just sharing.
I think they're just sharing.
Just sharing. They probably don't care what we
think. I know they don't, but I'm going to put out there, think of the kids.
Yeah.
When you're Peter Pan sexual.
Yeah.
It said a stat to Peter Pan sexual. So.
You're going to do what you're going to do. There's nothing you can do.
Listen. No.
I hope they come up. Maybe they haven't thought about it, but maybe you should think about it.
And outside
what's
of the
your
kids,
cover story for the kids?
Yeah, outside of the kids, who cares? If, as we always say, if everything is consensual and people want it, then good for you. Enjoy it. But it just, if there's a dude living in a cage in your basement, it'll be hard to explain that to the kids. So keep the kids in mind.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't care about their kids.
No,
I don't. I mean, just add them to the mix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Downfall of society, but.
It's funny to me that getting a sex slave is a lot like it's like a job interview process.
But you got to make sure you get the right slave.
They're emailing back and forth. There's and lots of paperwork.
Like, you know what? We got to sit down and watch this jerk off video tonight.
You got to make sure you're sex slave compatible.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I say if they really want this, get the sex slave because you can make him do whatever you want to get his own place right near you, and then you just go
to his
slave
place.
Him there.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
that's good thinking.
Mm-hmm. The sex slave has his own palace then.
Yeah, exactly.
He's living large.
Like a sex king.
They can lock him up in that place until they come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, leave him some snacks.
It's a better idea.
That is a better idea.
I think of alternatives.
Who ever thought that would be something we'd say? Lock him up in his own house and just go visit him and make him your slave.
Yeah.
But that's a much better idea, Dave.
It's a little more expensive, but it's better for
the
kids.
Yeah, but he's got to pay. He's a slave.
Sure.
So does a slave like have to have a job?
I don't know.
Or is the job to be the slave?
Job is to be the slave, you know?
That's it, huh?
I have to write that down.
It's so expensive to take care of another human.
I like the idea of the awkward meetings they're going to have with them. It's like, hey, sex slave, so yesterday you drank all the milk.
Can I be honest, though? Sex slave only gets what you give him. You can choose to treat him as well or not as well as you like.
True.
Yeah. So true. Well, all the
you don't
to
want
you
him
guys.
To drink your milk? Don't give him any.
You didn't
keep him locked in the cage.
Clothes in the dryer, man.
Oh, yeah. His cage would have all the things inside of it that suck about life. It'd be a huge cage. It'd have the washer and dryer. There'd be a table for him to fold clothes.
Oh, that's a great
idea. I want to get a sex slave that I just don't have sex with that just does all my chores.
That's called just a slave.
It's called a maid.
Oh, yeah, an assistant.
Yeah, but you got to bang him so that it's somehow
just
cool.
Just a slave.
Just a slave.
You bang him and changes everything.
It does.
Right. There you go.
Well, good luck to you guys and you live in slave and God bless your kids. If you ever want to reach out to us, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There was a robbery at a spa in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
You guys, if this is not a rub and tug.
Yeah. You're shocked.
There's no way on earth it can't be a rub and tug. Okay. There's no way.
You wait for Dave to promise he's going to run down the street naked or something.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's a D guarantee that this is a rub and tug.
I want to see the evidence.
You can see this video at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, but here's a news report about this spa robbery. The Hawaii spa.
All right.
Hawaii.
Okay. Take a listen to this TV report and how this all played out.
A frightening morning for employees at a spa. Eaton County deputies are looking for the man responsible for robbing a business in Charlotte. Police were called there around 1 this morning. News 10's Megan Heiler talked with an employee there.
1 a.m.
Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Today, I spoke to an employee at the Hawaii Health Spa.
Mm-hmm.
She says this isn't the first time the business has been robbed, but she hopes it's the last.
And then my employee called me. They called me, robbery coming.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? And then I come drive so fast. I'm here. And then already lots of police in here. Mm-hmm.
This Hawaii Health Spa employee says that there were police cars everywhere. She asked her coworker what had happened. She says the robber came through the kitchen with a gun.
From kitchen. From holding, give me money. 3 seconds, you don't give me money, I got to kill you.
The employee, who wanted to remain anonymous, says she could feel something like this was going to happen and warned people who worked there because she saw it in a dream recently. But that doesn't take away from the shock value of the incident.
Windows completely covered with the thickest drapes you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
I mean, it can't be anything but
nope.
A rub and tug. But yet they're interviewing them like they're a legitimate business that's been robbed. They stole all your jerking money.
What is
there's not much news that's interesting there, I guess.
In Charlotte.
What are they talking? What's this lady even talking about right now? The quote on the screen says, usually something go on here before I dream it.
Okay, well, let's listen.
I'm shocked. I said, what? You know, because usually, I don't know, you believe or not, I don't know, but usually something going on here before I dream it. Always that dream.
So what she's saying
regardless
is
of the missing money.
What she's saying is
translate.
Normally,
yeah.
When something weird is going to go down at the jerkin spa,
yeah,
she'll have a dream about it and know that it's coming.
Oh, big jerk
always,
coming!
Always, she says, always a dream. So she's shocked by this because she didn't have the dream that they were getting robbed.
Regardless
always
of the missing money, workers always there are just happy no one was hurt.
Look at that.
Thank good. Nobody hurting. That's why I'm happy. Money's on. It's okay. But no hurting people.
It's not clear how
you
much money was stolen from the spa. If you have any information, contact the Eaton County Sheriff's Office.
Looks like they spent $5 on their signs.
Yeah, in total.
Grand total.
They have five signs. Yeah.
That would any woman go to that spa?
No.
You can't.
Never can't ever
you
go
can't.
To
never. I know some guys that would go. Listen, no spas open at 1 a.m., guys.
Dude, they have that same sign outside that's one of those ones on a trailer that just, it looks like the fish fry on Friday.
Come on.
Oh my God, look at it.
Please check
it's
this
like
place out.
It's like in the middle of nowhere. It looks like a shack.
No competition.
It's a wooden shack.
All the farmers go to the Hawaii Hill Spa.
You know, I really love to relax.
Warning to anyone going to this place, stay away. I went there. It's very dirty. I've been very sick. Had to go see my doctor. The girl working there is very skinny, has red bumps on her body.
Looks like AIDS. Oh, my God.
Well, I wonder
But this guy said they do great work.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said Mickey is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Zabo Jones said 4 stars.
Lisa's getting sassy with it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They do great work.
Sure, Frank Harrison.
Yeah, I bet it's good work.
What else do you like, Frank Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
What like, other things do you think is great?
He likes the 50s diner, the Quality Inn.
I bet you do. Quality.
The Beltline Bar. Wendy loves Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes the time to review Wendy's? The Golden Pan. The rest is all food.
Is this guy, is he a truck driver?
I took this lovely photo.
Place.
I took this lovely photo with his little lady.
Come on.
That's probably my favorite place to eat.
Look at that.
What is that place called?
I don't know, but she's beautiful.
It's Twin Peaks.
Oh, is that Twin Peaks?
You see it right at the top left of
Twin
the photo.
Twin Peaks, they wear bikinis?
I mean, maybe it's a special day.
Special day.
Yeah, usually they have like little skirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. He's got to be a truck driver.
And he's definitely a truck driver.
Yeah, Twin Peaks in Indianapolis. Oh, yeah, look at him all popping up.
Mm-hmm.
I can see his route.
Famous Dave's.
What do you say about the golden pancake?
To be a guy that's like, can I take a picture of you because of your incredible hotness?
And then he posts it up on Google reviews.
He's got reviews everything.
But I'm going to.
Home Depot's?
Take a little picture of you, little lady, and then review you.
You take a picture with me on account of your body is so tight.
And also a Christian church he reviewed.
Ah, of course.
He likes I didn't like it.
He likes to get jerked and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves good food.
He reviews everything.
He reviewed
a Meijer. He does.
Every place he ever steps foot
in,
he reviews.
IHOP, Best Buy, Wendy's, Comcast. He reviews every single thing, including the Charlotte, Michigan Rub and Tug.
And he has no idea that his full name, I guess, is on there. We all can
see. There's no way that they do.
These people.
Who else is
reviewing this?
Yeah. I love to look into the life. Like Zabo Jones. Like Zabo what's Jones, Zabo?
Same thing. He's got 111 reviews.
Zabo Jones.
Some of these might be fake.
Zabo Jones gives everything 5 stars. Oh, he gave a 4 star.
Same thing everywhere.
I think he reviewed a park.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes.
Do you think that some people are getting paid just to review?
Oh, he likes these spas. This is a nail place. Very fun place. Took me in as a walk-in late in the day. Very friendly. I'd go again in a minute. That's a nail place. So what's happening there?
I don't know.
He loves the rub and tugs.
Very friendly.
Man, they
put a lot of really likes a manicure.
There he
oh,
is.
Boy.
Look at that guy.
Yeah,
look
he looks
at
like
him.
He'd go there.
Oh, my.
He's definitely getting jerked.
Yeah, for sure.
Zabo Jones.
Zabo Jones.
What are the other photos he has? Oh, he puts photos on everything.
Yeah, a lot of his reviews he puts photos on. Oh, he liked to go to Cambodia. Mm-hmm. Wonder what he was getting done there. He's got a thing for Asian mm-hmm. people touching him.
Oh, man, he went to Cambodia.
You can learn so much about people from their Google reviews.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know
and there he is on his motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
That was for a Costco review, too.
He's posing on
his motorcycle outside of Costco.
People love to share every single thing they do.
Oh, my God. Eddie Bauer. Oh, another nail place.
Very fun.
Was a very late arrival, still treated like royalty. As a man who wants a mani and, I think he means petty.
It's in Maine.
Oh, he actually may be just getting his.
This guy likes to get his nails done.
He might just get his nails done.
Oh, that's not uncommon. Maybe he has a fetish.
Yeah, I bet.
He's a freak.
I bet he's a freak.
I bet you're into a fetish, you freak.
I
bet you like your feet rubbed.
Yeah, we know you go to the Waffle House, you freak.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with what's he driving home from Costco on a motorcycle.
I don't know, everything's in bulk.
So he lives in Maine, it looks like.
It does.
Probably listens.
That's where most of his reviews are.
Hello.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Zabo.
Hey, Zabo.
Thanks for listening. We know you're into the rubbin' tugs.
We know it. Good.
You reviewed them. So
it'd be crazy if he wasn't.
Of course he would listen to us.
Yeah.
He could hear.
Come on.
We're number one with Zabo Jones.
We're number one with Rub and Tug.
Are you kidding me? They play us in the Rub and Tug.
Oh, we love Rub and Tug.
Oh, my God.
Those guys are hilarious.
Hilarious.
Tell them to keep down Rub and Tug.
Oh, no. Don't put your...
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Some lady friend.
I know. Mm-mm. Don't.
What happened?
Well, he's just some pictures of ladies.
It could be his daughter.
Like it looked like something like that. But don't.
But still, then your dad is reviewing.
I bet you like getting your nails done, don't you? You freak.
You freak. You want someone to touch your feet, don't you? You freak.
Circus freak. Zabo Jones.
Zabo Jones.
We know about you.
It's a pretty cool name.
It is. Zabo.
Zabo.
Zabo. He cool. You're a freak.
Yeah, so...
Ooh, that place, though,
that
is,
place is Hawaii House. Well, again, you can see the video at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, here's a review. This place is for the sexually addicted. They need to seek professional help. These types of places should be illegal and put out of business. Shame on our state for allowing these.
But Mickey gets another great review.
Mickey is the one to see. If you're going there to that rub and tug, ask for Mickey.
Is there any way...
Mickey goes above and beyond.
You could find Mickey.
No. They never let their pictures be out there.
Mickey is awesome.
Oh, look at this review.
Remain anonymous.
Bonnie made sure all my needs were taken care of. I will visit her again for sure.
She still only gets 4 stars, though.
Mickey is awesome.
Mickey.
Come up with a better name than Bonnie.
Bonnie.
if you're going to be a jerker, you got to come up with a better name.
It's just not a sexy name.
I got a lovely HJ from a woman named Bobby. I was behind a guy named Zombo Jones in line. Beautiful Zabo. Nails. He had beautiful nails for a man.
His toenails were also made.
Zombo Jones is on the phone. No, I'm kidding.
I wish he was.
That would have been amazing.
I thought he was for
that
sure.
That would have been amazing.
I was like, Zombo
Jones. Adam from Charlotte, from where this place is. Okay.
Charlotte,
can you tell us about it?
Ripcord. Hey, guys. Love the show, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
That Hawaiian spa has been open since before I was born and has never changed and always been known as a rub and tug.
Oh, yeah. Confirmation.
So how are they just putting it on the news
like it's just
a normal place of business?
I have no idea. It's actually outside of Charlotte and Potterville, actually, but I don't know how they've gotten away with being in business this long. It's insane.
Oh, maybe some cops use their services.
Yeah, there's not a lot around there. So.
The sheriff is taken care of.
She did say large policemen were there.
Yes.
Super Trust County Police Department. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, dude. Thanks for the insight. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
That could be it. So they take care of the cops. The cops take care of them. Just turn a blind eye, right?
Why do you think they have such a massive police show up when they've been robbed?
Right.
Quick, they're at the Robin Tug. No, they're going to get Mickey. Calling all cars.
Say Bonnie.
If you want full release ever again, get in your car and come down here.
Every guys are jumping out of bed. They're putting like lights on top of their cars, racing down there, screwing guns together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm all for Mickey and her amazing jerking technique.
We can't lose Mickey or Bonnie.
Well, they're just thinking, like, if it goes out of business, then what?
There's nothing else. Did you see where that place is located?
Yeah.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Where are you going to get jerked?
Come out here with your hands up and Mickey in good condition, or we will fire upon this place.
I mean, we will kill you dead.
We will rain down.
I can't wait to kill you.
It will rain lead. You understand, if even so much as a nail on Mickey's beautiful hands
is
broken.
The building you are in is made of cardboard. These bullets will pierce it. No problemo.
I will straight up throw a grenade at you.
Oh, my God. Facebook is even more blunt. Great place. Ask for milking.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
I think they misspelled Mickey. After you get milking, she was great all the way.
Yeah.
So I think it's supposed to be Mickey.
Okay.
That guy just thinks milking is how you spell Mickey.
Maybe. But you know how some people say that they work at a place?
Look at the people who check in there.
Mm-hmm. You know, like some people say, like, click on that. Click on that highway spa or the Hawaii health spa and see if it, like, does that have its own Facebook page? It does.
Well,
okay, so does
check
it say
in here? I don't think it's an unofficial page.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was wondering if they had like people
but
that
79
liked it.
People have checked in there at the Rub and Tug.
Did you see that?
Why
Scott?
Would you ever? No, I didn't see
I saw
Scott.
Scott.
Oh yeah, Scott is right here. Scott,
he needs that place. Yeah. He needs it.
I swear to God, if this place ever goes under, I don't even know what I would do.
To be totally honest, I can't even take a full picture of my feet. My whole face.
My whole face doesn't fit
look
into
at this
any.
Guy. Went for a bike ride, had supper with Sarah. Now time for a happy ending. Checked into the Hawaii Health Spa.
Boy, they just really put it out there. This is what happened.
This place is like four trailers pushed together. It said, who's the girl that was there?
I don't know, but she keeps going there. Oh.
There's like all sorts of...
Those are the girls
fake,
that are
right?
jerkers.
Are they the
girls? No, did you see those girls?
No, there's no way
they're
they
worked
there.
They're way too good looking to be out
are
in the middle of
me?
Potterville.
Unless there's nothing else.
What?
She's gorgeous. There's no way this girl will rub you and tug you.
Why is she...
No way.
Come on now.
There's no way.
Dave, well, now you understand why they got four stars.
Come on now.
There was other women, too.
Yeah,
there
was other
like,
women.
They looked attractive.
Yeah.
Like, was that one of them?
Zenaida Sheedy.
No way.
Girl,
it's
you
fake.
Ain't jerking.
Oh, no, that's fake.
She works at Pfizer.
She's a scientist.
Yeah, these are all bot. These are bot accounts.
Oh. She's a scientist.
Your dreams are coming true.
She's a scientist. He'll jerk out. You gotta go to this jerking place. I swear to God, beautiful women as smart as ever.
It's in Potterville.
Scientists literally jerking you off. Solving equations and then getting you a hand job. The most beautiful blonde you've ever seen in your life. This other hot chick. What does she do?
She works for the NBA.
She works for the NBA.
And she jerks you too.
Cream of the crop working here. I'm talking There's Pfizer scientist. HJ.
Ariel? What does Ariel look like?
Oh, it's 2013. They checked in.
I think Ariel's real.
Oh, really?
Ariel I think might Ariel be a guy. Might actually.
Oh.
Might actually
Ariel, I think, is a guy.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. Because the other ones, there's no way. They were so beautiful.
My name's Nikki. I'm just a scientist who likes to give HJs sometimes.
Yeah, just trying to get through science school.
You could tell by the lady on the news that was being interviewed by her manicure how disgusting she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just her nails and her hands.
They were like, she had a weird design on it, right?
Yeah, well, it looked like one of Stella's Lee press-on nails.
By the way, milking is a thing they do there, right?
I'm sure. Well,
we do think that guy was reviewing.
He
Mickey.
Was talking Mickey. About Mickey. Mickey is the star there. I don't know what Mickey's all about.
We just gave him a ton of business.
I think you know.
What I don't Mickey's know all how many about. People are there in that area.
No, how many people would head there to get jerked?
Well, obviously they all know about it.
I met my wife at the Hawaii spa. She's a scientist.
It's so crazy how people say stuff, because that's just Charlotte, Michigan, right? Like, that's the way it should be pronounced, right?
The news
no,
said
Charlotte.
It.
But they say Charlotte.
That's how they say
that's
it.
That's how they
yeah,
say
that's
it.
That's what I mean. But it's just, it should just be Charlotte.
It should be Charlotte, but they say Charlotte. Charlotte. It's one of those weird.
It's just weird.
When I worked at the Lansing radio station, sometimes. I'd have to do stuff in Charlotte.
Oh, my God. Who knew? You could have been.
I could have went. Yeah, I almost. I wish I would have known about Mickey and her amazing delights back then, because, you know, it was just me doing solo stuff.
About an hour and a half outside of Detroit.
What's amazing is that the news went there and covered the story.
As it was a legitimate business.
They have to know.
Yeah.
How could you not know? It took me 2 seconds looking at the video going, rub and tug.
The news director probably goes and sees Mickey once a week.
That's true. Right. The whole city, the whole town goes there.
Yeah.
And there's no other news.
Right.
That was like the biggest thing that happened.
They're like, rub and tug got robbed.
Yeah, gotta go cover that.
Dave got so flustered he developed like 3 different accents. Come on now! I couldn't believe a beautiful woman like that would be working there, but she was.
You got so excited. Yeah. Totally fell for it.
Yeah.
It's working! Totally working!
Yeah, I'm here to see the scientist.
Yeah. I understand you have several beautiful women in your employ, one of which is a scientist for the drug company Pfizer.
Also, can I get the chickie with the tattoo who works for the NBA?
Can I get like a twofer on that, Mickey?
Actually, it's just me here, Mickey.
All right, will you milk me?
Sure. Come in the back room.
Awesome, Mickey, I love you. You're the best in the biz.
No rube.
Oh, my God.
No rube.
No rube. Rube and a cathion.
That's extra.
By the way, someone said a friend of mine lives in Charlotte. She calls it Chartucky.
Yeah, wow. They do call it Chartucky.
And that is the best comment. The place is just 4 trailers pushed together.
Mm. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, they say hot women are not existent in that area.
No.
Someone worked there for a summer. The hottest chick was probably a 6, and she was in her mid-40s.
So I worked there for the summer.
No, man. Like, if you have any looks at all, this is guys and girls, and you're in, like, a small town like that, you get out. You're gone.
Yeah,
like, you're gone.
The ones that are...
Sort of disaster stay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
According to police in Florida, 24-year-old Brianna Dean maliciously posted pictures of some guy's junk and then demanded payment in order to take it down. Now, we're talking multiple social media platforms, and he couldn't stop it because she got into his old accounts and changed the passwords. We don't know exactly what the picture showed. All they say is that he was very embarrassed by them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yes.
The apocalypse.
Yep.
What else can I tell you about this woman before you tell me if she's hot or not? At one point, this woman demanded the victim pay a monetary payment to stop her actions. The victim is not identified in court filings, but he appears to have been in a prior relationship with this woman.
Okay, so he was with her.
They say that her actions directly exposed him to disgrace.
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 There's really nothing to go on here. That's the only thing.
You took no notes. I felt like you didn't need to take notes.
Well, there was nothing that stood out to me that I'm like, this is going to unlock it.
So this woman, Brianna Dean, 24-year-old, she's in Florida. She's from Massachusetts, though, originally. She was arrested at her Newport Richey home. She was released from jail later that day after posting a $10,000 bond.
Hmm.
She does have some previous run-ins with the law. Disorderly conduct, careless driving, leaving the scene of an accident. She was also a defendant in a pair of actions filed against her last year for cyber stalking.
She have a bit of crazy in her, huh? And then she also convinces guys to show her.
Exactly.
She's not bad. She's fine.
24. 24.
Brianna. She's okay.
From Massachusetts.
So.
Yeah.
And I'm crazy.
Crazy. She's a 7. She's a 7. Nuts and willing to just get your donger pick and show everybody.
Andy?
Yeah, I think Chuck's right on the money. I think maybe even an 8.
Oh, wow.
It's
crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And I'd say crazy that... Eyes.
That's a good call.
Andy is probably closer.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
She's, there she is.
She's got all crazy...
You might send her the pics even though you know she's going to post them.
You're going to send them right now.
I think so.
But you can see the normal shot.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy eyes.
Yes.
Crazy eyes.
Mugshots are never the best, but there are other photos that we've linked to at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to go check her out, you can check her out there for yourself and judge for yourself. Okay, Chuck.
Yes.
You're with this woman.
Yeah.
We know you're not happy with your penis.
Right.
She has it.
Uh-huh.
It's She's hers. Extorting you.
What does she need?
$10,000.
There you go.
You've got
What's
me.
Your passwords?
Yeah.
She got me.
It's obvious he's not well endowed.
No.
He's embarrassed.
I just can't believe, like, this chick, she hasn't found just some guy that's just going to give her all the money. Like, she doesn't need
to be
shady.
The wrong angle.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
All she's got to do is just keep being hot.
Just work those boobs.
Like, go work at Hooters in Florida for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Never have to ask for money again.
Maybe not Hooters. Maybe somewhere else.
Yeah, Hooters might not be the way.
Okay, I'm just saying, where are you going to meet, like, an older guy who's going to pay for every single thing you could ever want?
Strip club. Right.
Golf course.
Well, you know, what I'm saying is, golf course is a great...
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's perfect. Go be the little cart girl. Yeah. You'll be taken care of for the rest of your life.
Yeah. He'll get you a rich
Lisa's like, just working the wrong angle here, sister.
Lisa, without missing a beat, she's like, golf course.
Just throwing some ideas out.
Golf course. Hello.
A private club.
Private golf course.
Expensive.
Yeah.
That's what you
You're
go
the
for.
Little girl running around. Got all the beers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a strange thing that she does. Like, and posted it on all of her social media.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He posted it on all of his social media.
Because she got his passwords.
Oh, my God.
So that's... Oh, see, I didn't realize...
Chuck the Freak Facebook page and
right,
boom.
How hot do you have to be for me to be like, you know what, seriously, you can have all my passwords. I mean, here they are. Just, there you go. Like... That was a dead giveaway.
Yeah, some guy gave her the passwords, or he's just a moron and his password is baseball.
Too stupid. I guess he is. But he did it, and his pics were out there, and now.
Lesson learned.
Any dying thoughts as he's old and just dying? He's like, well, I wish I wouldn't have showed my dick to that woman.
Still haunts me to this day, 45 years later. Got on my Facebook.
Out there.
Showed my aunt my penis.
All the people in his life. All the people in his life have seen his dong. And they called it, what, disgraceful? What is it?
Disgrace.
His mom, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Anyone on Facebook, his family.
I'm sure it was.
Horrible.
Work, co-workers, everything.
Everyone.
Because what's the worst, like, if it was the Verlander?
Oh, you think that's the disgrace? Was that it was the
end? It was the end.
Oh, the finale shot?
It was the Verlander.
To me, that's not as just, if I've got an okay package and I've got a finale shot, well, I mean, it's embarrassing, but it's not embarrassing as Peter Tinywinkle.
Oh. I don't know about
that.
I think
that's pretty bad.
I think it's pretty bad.
But
like, I bet out of all the photos that came out of Verlander, he wishes that one didn't.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know. It's just semen.
Yeah.
Right. At the end of the day, it's just a bodily fluid.
It's a disgrace.
Dave's not bothered by it.
Well, I mean, just there's all the pictures you could have out there, embarrassing pictures.
I know. I know.
I don't know.
I don't know if you'd want that out there, Dave.
I don't want my semen out in the world.
No, for okay. All of your family to see?
I guess. Yeah. I guess I don't want my family to see.
That's what I was getting at.
Okay. I get you. Yeah. I get you there.
I guess I don't want my family to see my semen.
Yep.
Touche. Several people from New Bedford, Massachusetts texted in. Mm. They have more info on the story. The pictures that she posted.
Not of her.
Were of her pegging him.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
What a disgrace.
Allegedly, according to text.
We don't know if that's
true. No, I said allegedly, according to text.
But you said, there's a couple different people texted this in?
Oh, okay.
They knew exactly where she was from, and there was...
No way.
So, okay, that changes it, right?
That's
it changes it. If... Like, is that the most...
10 grand. You can have it.
She didn't care that she was in these...
Well, maybe you she's trying to get the money.
Maybe you just see her peg on.
Man, and he's just
like he's looking back at the camera, and
oh my God!
Oh,
that's why he's embarrassed.
That can't get out.
Pegging pick.
Prepare to peg.
Preparing.
And he didn't have $10,000.
No.
It's the year of the peg.
I would be like, if you get a phone call from me, guys. if you guys get a phone call from me. And I'm like all of a sudden asking for thousands of dollars.
What's going
like,
on?
Listen,
man?
I will pay you back. We'll get on some kind of payment plan.
What happened? What do you need the money
listen,
so fast
for? Don't worry
for?
About why I need it. I just need it. Okay. I need it bad. All I right, need man. It in the worst
okay, it's
possible
be,
way.
Although I, you know, Lisa and I lent you money through the years, and we've never gotten
back.
Worst
thing
so.
You could imagine. I still owe Lisa money.
I know you do.
Think of the worst thing. And just, can you loan me some money?
All right. Were you pegged on film?
Let's not worry about what it is.
I would offer to help you out with this, but when you see that woman, like you know, if I try to intimidate her, no way, she'd kill me.
Yeah.
Well, she would.
Yeah, she would kill you.
People are confirming it.
Oh, my.
Pegging changes everything.
Because they obviously know this guy.
Pegging changes
everything. Did they see it? Who saw it?
They call it the New Bedford pegging.
The New Bedford pegging.
The story of the New Bedford pegging is true.
It is. It's like an old, like something you tell around a campfire.
Exactly. Let me tell you the story of the New Bedford pegging. A beautiful woman once was from New Bedford and moved to Florida and pegged a man.
Oh, Jesus.
She recorded it and then extorted money from him.
Some say you can still hear the pegging.
Yes.
Peg, peg.
Here's your photo.
That's crazy. Someone said, I'm so glad I did not have my ex tape me getting pegged, screaming like a bitch in a good way, because I could see her putting that out.
Imagine it was a videotape.
So many have been pegged.
Imagine it was a videotape.
The pegged are among us.
Yeah, they are.
The pegged are among us. You walk now and forever with the pegged.
Once you are pegged,
you are
always pegged.
Yes.
It follows you. You feel it.
Make sure you're not recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine?
You're planning on
what
doing
a weird
that.
Thing, though, is that you're getting pegged.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're already like.
And you're like, hey, I don't want to be a stickler. There's no cameras around here or anything. Before we go through. I don't want to get extorted.
Can you imagine a Lisa light detector?
Just imagine you're in the midst of it and you keep hearing the sound effects.
Like a things like taking photos.
That was a camera sound. I heard that one.
Apparently mine doesn't make that sound.
No.
When I take pictures.
Oh. Fail.
Big fail.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure you're taking photos of me being pegged here.
Was mine?
There it goes.
What was that? I can't see real well down here. But... Hey.
Just quiet. Relax.
I think you're taking photos of this.
Someone asked this question. So if you're just joining us, sounds like a woman from Florida who's originally from Massachusetts, New Bedford. She got pictures of her guy. She was pegging him, and she released him on all of his social media platforms and changed all the passwords so he couldn't take them down unless he paid her money. So she's been arrested now for extortion. And we put a link to this story up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what she looks like. Someone said, though, at what point does it become too late to pay the money? Do you just eventually...
Well, it's too late once it's out there. I mean, that's too late.
Yeah.
Until you can... If you can get in and recover your passwords and change everything and then hand over the money, then you've won.
Yeah, but...
But then they always have it, though, right?
The thing
She'll
is,
do it again next time she needs 10 grand.
You're just a credit card at that point.
Yeah.
Like any scam. Once they know they can get money out of you, they'll keep hitting you up.
Okay, here's the truth of everything. If you want to get pegged, you better trust the person that pegs you.
You do. You got to have trust.
I mean, that's with anything. If you are with someone and you're sending them
nudes,
or you're doing things to yourself to completion or whatever you're doing, boy, you've got to trust them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got to trust them.
People throw around that trust too easily.
They do.
Because we've seen so many pictures of people that they never should have trusted because they eventually break up and they got it.
And luckily, the laws have kind of caught up with this. Like now...
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to jail,
yeah.
You know, but for a while, it was just the Wild West.
Is that the worst picture of you that could be released on?
Probably,
getting
right?
Getting pegged, Chuck. Is that the worst one you think?
There's only one worse.
Which is?
Like a cuckold.
Yeah.
Where?
The cleanings.
Oh, my God. You're cleaning another?
There's worse. There's worse.
Somebody, there's so many things.
What is the text that the walking peg?
Yep.
And then there's a bunch.
That's the walking peg. Kill it. He's pegged.
Then there's a ton of guys who said they'd let her peg them because she's so hot.
Yeah, I understand why the guy ended up pegged. Like I do, I get it. But what happened was she was so hot compared to him. That he just was like,
whatever. I'm sure I can trust you. I'm just sure of it.
Well, his little guy was like, trust her, man.
People know her. Apples don't fall far from the tree. Her mother was the same way.
Oh.
Oh.
People wanted to know what her Instagram was.
Well, no, we just put a link to the story, and you can see her pictures at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. And then from you, you've got it from there. And you look like what you need.
Yeah. You've got it from there.
Yeah, it's all still left. We've given you all the information.
Prepare to peg.
Guys who love to get
kids. That lady, huh?
Does she?
Yeah.
You found her already?
Three kids, right?
Yeah. And she's 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Willing to peg.
So did this happen in Florida?
It happened in Florida, but she's from Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're walking pegged.
The walking peg
was crazy.
Well, it would hurt, right?
Yeah, because they do that. It was accurate.
Yeah.
A little sore.
That's how you come out of the room.
He's one of them now.
He's a walking pegged.
He's the walking pegged.
That is nuts. Oh, well, sorry, sir. Sorry, mister. Sorry, Peggy.
That's, pretty bad.
But you agreed to it.
Yeah.
You were on board. You let someone peg you. You got to realize they're behind you.
That's right.
Anything.
It's your butthole.
You opened it.
The only thing worse would be the bull.
Yeah, that's
the bull is taking a spin. Well,
okay, so Chuck, just to clarify, you would rather a picture of your stage one be out than a picture of you getting pegged.
Oh, 100%. Right? Yeah. 100%.
I figured most men would think that. They'd rather pick it up.
Man, but I wouldn't like it.
Chuck, funny enough, you said she should work at Hooters. She already did.
Oh,
isn't that funny?
Yeah, on her Facebook page, she's got a bunch of photos of her in Hooters uniforms.
Not a surprise.
So. What's that so crazy? You would have thought she wouldn't have to do this. You know, three kids, bad life choices.
Pegging.
I wish her profile was more public so you could see her friends, so you could find a picture of a dude with the pegging photo, and then we could see who the guy was. But she's got it in lockdown.
That's wild.
The New Bedford pegging.
Caught your story right now as I'm driving by New Bedford. I once or twice pegged my ex-husband, and I hold these memories close and dear to my heart, knowing he's only getting it missionary now. You're not getting pegged now, are you, bastard? That's a crazy thought.
Weird. So like it was...
Only I pegged you. Your new lady won't peg you.
You're having such boring sex now. I bet this new bitch doesn't even peg you.
How does she know?
Missionary.
I hold it dear to my heart that I was the only one who pegged you.
I know my ex-husband is looking to get pegged, and he never will again. I am the Peggy.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.